USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It didn't take long for Russia to resume its bombardment of Mariupol after more than 100 people that were hiding beneath the steel plant left in buses to Ukrainian-controlled territory. Mariupol's deputy mayor, Sergei Orlov, tells the PBS NewsHour that thousands of civilians remain trapped in the besieged city.
130,000 citizens that are still in Mariupol, all of them are hostages.
Previous attempts to open safe corridors out of the southern port city and other places have broken down. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of shooting and shelling along the agreed-upon evacuation routes. An Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of the victims in the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. A late rally boosted the indexes on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Former President Donald Trump is under investigation, this time in Georgia, over actions during the 2020 presidential election.
Potential grand jurors in Atlanta, Georgia, arrived at a downtown courthouse Monday as part of a county prosecutor's investigation to see if President Trump and others tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. After 90 minutes, a grand jury was seated and will proceed to gather evidence. Fulton County District Attorney Democrat Fannie Willis is overseeing the investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Almost two-thirds of workers at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island in New York rejected a union bid. The Amazon labor union is weighing whether or not to challenge the results. It scored a surprising victory at a nearby facility. Officials in Connecticut launching a new state program to help families and residents who had financial hardships due to the pandemic. The new My Home CT initiative will provide grant assistance to homeowners who need help covering housing costs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The European Union is stepping up its antitrust case against Apple, the nation bloc accusing the tech company of abusing its dominant position by limiting access to technologies allowing contactless payment. An EU official says Apple has built a closed ecosystem around its devices and that the company has shielded its Apple Pay system from competition. Apple in a statement said it will continue to engage with the Commission and assure that European customers have access to the payment option of their choice in a safe and secure environment. A city in North Texas is getting in on the cutting edge.
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the three machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street closed in positive territory. The Dow rose 84 points. The Nasdaq gained 201 points. The S&P 500 added 23. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.